None of the photos in the show were taken for a publication. They were all photos that he just took in the course of his traveling around. You know, some of the photographs, we actually hooked him up in Norwalk with a high school group that was helping recent immigrants that were day laborers in this location in South Norwalk called, they refer to as the Nest, which is an area where they gather in order to find employment. And he did a series of photographs on that location. But, you know, some of the photos were taken in everywhere from Yonkers to White Plains to, like I say, the Connecticut, to Norwalk in Connecticut. I think the primary narrative in the show is a sense of, you know, the dignity of work and the dignity of people's lives. But there's a certain kind of optimism in these photographs, I think. Certainly some of these photographs show people who are you know, suffering under trying circumstances, who are working long hours, either they're day laborers or work in the, you know, there's a number of photographs of people working commercial laundries in a hospital. John has actually done a lot of photography in hospital situations in Westchester County. But there's a sense of optimism in these photographs, and I think, you know, and this is true of a lot of people who are documentary photographers. You're looking for the one still image that actually tells a story. And I think a lot of these photographs in the show, the majority of them have that quality where one image is summing up a story. And that to me is the key of being a good photographer in terms of the documentary approach is how can one image actually describe a person's life or a person's circumstances? So you get a sense of the past and the possible future from looking at a photograph. Yes, the photograph is still, it's a still image, it's not video. Yet you get a sense of the fullness of someone's life from a still image. The show is really broken down into two groups. There are clearly photos that are more portraits where you're really focusing on a person's face. You don't see the circumstances they're in. And then there's a series that are people, usually individuals, but you can understand the physical circumstances they're in, whether they're in a hot working in a hospital or on the street somewhere.